Pope Benedict XIV encyclical Alete Sunt, on the observance of Oriental Rites, July 26, 1755 to missionaries assigned to the Orient. Beloved sons, we give you greeting and our apostolic blessing. 1. There has been brought to the cardinals, who are in charge of the propagation of the faith, the letter of a certain priest who was assigned to conduct holy missions in the city of Balsira. This city, commonly called, is about 15 days' journey from Babylon, a city well known for the dealings of merchants. In his letter, he informed the cardinals that many Catholics of the Oriental Rite, Armenians or Syrians, live in that city. Because they have no temple of their own, they come to the Church of the Latin Missionaries where their priests offer masses and perform other sacred ceremonies in accordance with their own rite. But lay people attend these ceremonies and receive the sacraments from the priests. So he inquired whether these Armenians and Syrians should observe their own Catholic rite or whether, to avoid different practices in a church which Latins also attend, it would be more appropriate that the Armenians and Syrians should abandon their ancient calendar and accept the new one to establish the dates of Easter and movable feast days. He further inquired whether if the observance of the new calendar were decreed for the Armenians and Syrians of Balsira, it should also be imposed on other Orientals who, because their own church is small, generally come to the Church of the Latins for their sacred functions. Abstinence from fish too. Furthermore, this missionary also reported that although abstinence from fish is prescribed on fast days for Armenians and Syrian Catholics, many of them do not observe this regulation. This is not from any contempt, but in part from natural weakness and in part from seeing that Latin Catholics have a different custom. Accordingly, he suggested that it would be appropriate to give missionaries the power of allowing particular individuals to eat fish in a season of fasting, provided that this gives rise to no scandal and that they are obliged to perform some other work of piety in place of abstaining from fish. Decree forbidding dispensations 3. These questions were, as we have said, submitted by this missionary to the Congregation for the Propagation of the Faith. As is customary, it sent them to the Congregation of General Inquisition. This congregation met in our presence on March 13. The Cardinal's Inquisitor unanimously answered that no innovations were to be made. We confirmed this decision in conformity with the former decree of the Congregation for the Propagation of the Faith published on January 31, 1702. It has subsequently been renewed and confirmed several times. That decree reads as follows. At the instance of its secretary, R.P.D. Carolus Augustinus Fabronus, the Sacred Congregation has commanded that be ordered, and by the present decree it is so ordered, that each and every missionary and prefect of apostolic missions should not dare in future, in any circumstance or under any pretext, to give a dispensation to Catholics of any Oriental nation in matters of fasts, prayers, ceremonies, and such like from the prescriptions of their own national rite which are approved by the Holy and Apostolic See. Moreover, the Sacred Congregation has decided that it neither has been nor is permitted for those Catholics to abandon in any respect the custom and observance of their own rite which has likewise been approved by the Holy Roman Church. The complete and straightforward observance of this decree, renewed and confirmed by each and every prefect and missionary, has been commanded by these most eminent fathers. This decree, indeed, applies to Catholics of the Oriental Church and to their rites which have been approved by the Apostolic See. As everyone knows, the Oriental Church is composed of four rites: Greek, Armenian, Syriac, and Coptic. All these rites are referred to by the single name of the Greek or Oriental Church, just as the name of the Latin or Roman Church signifies the Roman, Ambrosian, and Mozarabic rites, as well as the special rites of different regular orders. 4. The meaning of the decree is too clear to require any commentary. So the purpose of this encyclical letter is to ensure that this law is known and understood by everyone and is thereupon carried out with care. For it can be justly suspected that the missionary of Balsira submitted his questions with no knowledge of the decrees which had already been issued. We gather from many other indications that Latin missionaries devote thought and care to destroying or at least weakening the Oriental rite in the course of converting Orientals from the era of schism to the unity of the Holy Catholic religion. They induce Oriental Catholics to embrace the Latin rite with the sole motivation of zealously spreading religion and performing a good work pleasing to God. We have thought it fitting for this reason, since we have set our mind on writing, to treat as briefly as possible in this encyclical letter the proper procedure in all cases when Orientals are converted to the Catholic religion. This procedure is to be observed in the case of Oriental Catholics who live both in places where there are no Latins and where Latin Catholics dwell together with Oriental Catholics. Oriental Church united with Roman Church 5. Certainly, that man would have to be declared utterly inexperienced in ecclesiastical history who did not know of the mighty efforts of the Roman pontiffs to bring the Orientals into unity since the fatal schism of Phocius. He laid hold of the See of Constantinople when the lawful patriarch St. Ignatius was forcefully ejected in the time of Pope St. Nicholas I. Our predecessor St. Leo IX sent his legates to Constantinople to put an end to this schism, which, after almost 2 centuries' respite, had been renewed by Michael Cerularius, but their efforts came to nothing. Subsequently Urban II summoned the Greeks to the Council of Bari. They accomplished very little though, even though Saint Anselm, Archbishop of Canterbury, was fully engaged in working for unity between them and the Roman Church and in revealing to them the errors of their ways by the light of his teaching. But the Council of Lyons, which blessed Gregory X, convened the Emperor Michael Palaiologos and the Greek bishops accepted unity with the Roman Church, but then changed their minds and abandoned it again. The Council of Florence, in the pontificate of Eugenius IV, which was attended by John Palaiologos and Joseph, Patriarch of Constantinople,